As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We all have our little secrets, and the objects we use every day are no different. That's right. Even grocery carts, bottles, and toothpicks have secret features that, once you learn about them, you'll never look at them the same again. Let's start with grocery carts. They seem pretty straightforward at first glance. Shopping goes in, shopper pushes shopping around, shopping empties shopper's wallet. Much like having a child. But have you ever noticed the loops on the back of the child seats on shopping carts? Occasionally, they'll have straps secured to them, but this isn't their intended purpose. They're actually designed to hold additional grocery bags so your more delicate groceries like eggs, veggies, and bread won't get crushed in the cart. Next up, that metal cap on the end of a tape measure may seem as though it is loose and needs fixing, but this is actually part of the design. The cap is designed so you can get the exact same readings whether you're using the tape flat against a surface or hooked around something. Because when it's pressing against a wall or other surface, the cap is pushed slightly inwards. Because the distance the cap moves by is roughly equal to the cap's thickness, this stops the cap size being added to the length measurement. The opposite occurs when the cap is hooked onto a surface. Because the cap no longer adds length by being in the way, it extends so the measurement can be taken from the exact same point on the tape measure. By accounting for the added or subtracted length of the cap, the reading is accurate every time. Now, beer bottles have a pretty distinctive shape, and many people prefer bottles to cans when consuming their favorite beverages. But though they may not realize it, their preferences come down to a matter of ingenious design. The neck of a bottle of beer was designed for people to hold instead of grasping the body of the bottle. By holding the neck, as little body heat as possible is transferred into the beer or beverage, keeping it cooler for longer. The narrow neck also serves as a built-in funnel in case you're a true connoisseur and like to pour your beer into boots like me. On the topic of beer bottles, it may surprise you to know there's a very good reason behind the coloration of different beer bottles. Most beer bottles were green until the 1930s, when it was discovered that brown bottles are far superior at blocking out light. This was handy, as prolonged exposure to different kinds of light causes a chemical reaction in beer that results in some pretty potent aromas when the drink is finally opened. With brown bottles, this effect is filtered out effectively. That said, some green and clear bottle brands intentionally keep the skunky smell, as it's become strongly associated with the familiar experience of drinking their beer. Looking at you, desperados, you stinky, delicious devil. And if you're more like a wine kind of person, you probably bought a wine bottle but had no bottle opener to remove the cork and asked yourself, Why aren't all wine bottles screw capped? Well, the answer varies depending on who you ask. But the main reason cork is still favored despite the existence of screw caps is that it allows the wine to breathe. Although it's watertight, the cork allows a tiny amount of air to pass between the wine and the outside world. This is what allows corked wines to age into better flavors, something that's almost impossible with screw-topped wines. But as most supermarket wines are best consumed within 2 or so years of purchase, maybe screw tops really are the way forward for the non-connoisseurs out there. Also, at some point, you might have felt ripped off when you noticed the big dent seemingly wasting space in the bottle of your wine bottles. But the unusual feature known as a punt serves several important functions. For starters, it flattens the bottom of the bottle, preventing it from toppling easily, while also collecting sediments from the wine, preventing most of them from being poured out. But these functions are likely a happy byproduct of the wine bottle's manufacturing history. Wine bottles used to be fashioned by blowing a bubble of glass and spinning it into shape. Doing this often left a mark on the bottom of the bottle, but by pressing the mark inward, it would be shielded from view while also adding those handy benefits I mentioned among others. In France, it's said that a deep punt might indicate that the wine comes from a fine winery and is sold with a different label because each vintage has a limited amount of bottles to keep the market value. Apparently, better wines would have deeper punts to facilitate the serving in finer restaurants. Not that I have ever been in one of them to know. And while we're talking about sophisticated things, ever wondered why golf balls have dimpled surfaces? Well, this wasn't always the case. Originally, golf balls were designed to be round and smooth. But in the 19th century, golfers started noticing that their overused chip-dented golf balls actually flew better than their unblemished ones. So people began intentionally creating dimpled golf balls. But why do dimpled golf balls fly better? Well, when a perfectly round, smooth ball flies through the air, it leaves a wake behind it, which creates drag, slowing the ball down. Adding dimples creates a thin boundary layer of air that clings to the surface, which causes the air to flow further towards the back of the ball. This reduces the size of the wake and, consequently, reduces the drag. The dimples also optimize the lift force on the ball, giving it more of an upward motion in its flight, letting it travel further for longer. Now, if you live in a major city, you may have spotted some strange hollow-looking sections on certain skyscrapers. These aren't a sign of lazy construction workers, though. They're sneaky ways of getting around zoning laws that limit the number of floors allowed in a building. As the floor is inaccessible, usually only housing a stairwell or lift shaft, it can add to the height without legally being considered a floor of the building. These loophole floors can be put to good use, though, assisting with airflow. Through a little legal trickery, these hollow floors are the quickest way to turn a 50-story building into a 45-er, without using controlled explosives, that is. Ever been stuck with a zipper that won't stay all the way up? It's a mild inconvenience that every jeans wearer has faced, but there's an easy fix. Most jeans use a similar type of zipper with a little-known built-in locking mechanism. Instead of leaving the zipper handle in an upward position, make sure you flip the handle downwards. This automatically locks the zipper in place, stopping it from slipping down and making sure you're never left with your pants down in public. Talking about pants downs, for any visitors to the USA, one of the worst things is discovering how large the gaps in toilet stall doors tend to be. And for any who have wondered why this evil practice exists, the answer is no better. The doors are specifically designed to minimize the level of comfort and privacy experienced by the users of the restroom, and this is an attempt to get people to do their business and move on as quickly and cleanly as possible by making it clear that others can see in. I guess clever design doesn't have to be pleasant, does it? Next up, though it might look like a peephole, that little hole in the elevator door isn't there to spy on whoever's in the elevator. These tiny holes you may have spotted on your travels are, in fact, keyholes. They're built into elevator doors so they can be opened whether the elevator is on that floor or not. This allows quick access to the elevator shaft during emergencies. So in this case, what looks like a bullet hole is actually there to save lives.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, you may have noticed while reading a book, there are often blank pages at the end. It seems like an unbelievable waste of paper, but it comes down to the manufacturing process. Books are printed on large sheets that, depending on the size of the sheet, can fit multiple printed pages. As these sheets mostly house pages in multiples of four, a book with an odd number of pages or a number of pages that isn't a multiple of four can result in space being left over. To save time, publishers simply include the blank pages in their assembly process to the confusion of all of us readers. Have you ever looked at a toothpick and wondered what are those dents at the top? Though toothpicks might look like the wooden-hilted sword of a hamster samurai, the reality is not quite as exciting. The first groove on the toothpick is weak and can be broken off easily. This allows it to serve as a stand after use, helping avoid contact with the table or the tablecloth and keeping things a little cleaner and classier. Basically, you're supposed to break the end of your toothpick after using it so you can stop that piece of meat that you just removed from your teeth from touching the clean towel. Next up, do you know that strange protrusion on the side of your backpack's fastening clip? It isn't a weird manufacturing error. A surprisingly large number of people don't realize this is actually an emergency whistle. Many backpacks include them on the chest strap clips for immediate easy access. You know, in case you get lost in the woods or are called to referee a soccer match last minute. It happens to the best of us. On that note, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I was certain the hole at the end of a lollipop stick was there to turn it into a whistle. Unfortunately, the truth isn't quite so musical. The hole is there so that a little bit of candy can harden inside the hole, securing it in place so it doesn't slide off the stick when it hardens. Way less fun, I know. Now let's explore some airplane secrets. Winglets, sharklets, little doohickeys. These are all names given to the upturned tips at the end of aircraft wings. Far from just an aesthetic choice, these upturned tips save airlines a pretty penny in fuel expenses every year. They help reduce the amount of drag pulling against the wing and create more lift, helping to streamline airflow, increasing efficiency, and consequently reduce fuel costs. And let's be honest, they look pretty cool too. The mighty wings are also commonly equipped with little metal spikes running up and down their links. These are known as static wicks and provide a low resistant point to discharge static electricity that can build up while flying through air and clouds. Not only does this prevent navigation and radio interference, but it also considerably reduces the chances of a plane being struck by lightning. So yeah, these spikes are your friend. And have you ever noticed those tiny holes at the bottom of airplane windows? If you're like me, you've probably thought, isn't a hole the last thing you want in an airplane window? Well, they're actually there to regulate the pressure between the outside of the cabin and the inside. Airplane windows actually have three panes, and the hole helps to ensure a balance of pressure between them, placing most of the load on the outer pane. The hole also stops the windows from fogging up and so is responsible for all those awesome cloud top views. Now let's land and talk about a different transportation. If you've ever had the jarring experience of driving over those bumps in highway roads, you've actually experienced them working precisely as intended. These raised bumps, known as sleeper lines or rumble strips, are there to keep drivers alert. If a driver begins drifting off to sleep at the wheel, when their car starts to veer off course, their wheels hit the rumble strips. When they do, loud noises and vibrations are emitted throughout the vehicle to wake up the sleepy or distracted driver. More annoying than a regular alarm, but a potential lifesaver nonetheless. Also, you've probably noticed those unusual black dots around the border of car windscreens, but other than looking kinda cool, what do? Well, the black dots help to block and disperse the glare of sunlight at the edges of the windscreen, essentially giving your vehicle partial sunglasses. The dots also serve as a smooth transition from the solid black line around the windscreen, which serves a bigger purpose. The black border covers up the adhesive that secures the window in place while also protecting it from the sun's UV rays. This prevents damage to the adhesive, keeping your windshield firmly in place for longer, all while pimping your ride with pop art stylings. Now, here's something that you hopefully see on a daily basis and probably thought of it as a stylistic choice, without knowing that there's more to it. Ever wondered why so many toothpaste varieties have different colored stripes? The practice has its origins in the 70s when consumer demand rose for toothpaste that not only prevented decay, but also freshened breath. So, toothpaste brands added different colors to their product, representing different aspects. There was the white fluoride base for cavity and decay protection, a blue aqua gel for fresh breath, and a red gel for healthy gums and plaque prevention. Interestingly, with many brands of striped toothpaste, each colored component is actually composed of the same substance, fulfilling the same role. The different colorization is just a marketing choice to create a distinctive look, and most non-striped toothpaste offer nearly identical hygienic benefits. But decades of market research have proven that many buyers prefer the stripy variety over the plain old white product. So it's fair to say that the colorful toothpaste has earned its stripes. Also, did you know the hole in pen caps is legally required to be there to save lives? It's true. In the event that a child or dumb adult swallows the cap, the hole allows some air to pass through, reducing the severity of the blockage during removal. This isn't the only useful hole on a pen, though, as the hole in the side or end of a ballpoint is designed to prevent a buildup in air pressure. This vent hole prevents a vacuum from forming, which would stop ink from flowing into the nib. It also prevents the pen from exploding during a change of pressure, like on airplanes. Many an air traveler's pocket was soaked with ink on the path to this invention, so pour one out for the inky heroes of the past. And if you've ever bought a pen slightly above the quality of a standard ballpoint, it may have featured strange fins inside. Far from simply a visual choice, these fins serve an important purpose. As ink travels toward the head of the pen, it pools in each of the fins. This means that more ink is always available instantly for the user. Plus, in the instance the warmth of your hand causes the air in a pen to expand, the ink is sent into the fins instead of being forced out all over your page or hands. Fountain pens usually feature a similar mechanism too. It's a surprisingly sophisticated design that may have saved you from many an ink-run page, and you probably never even realized it. I hope you were amazed at these secrets hidden in everyday things. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and I'll see you the next time you want more amazing facts.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.